Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Emax the Image. And I just want to holler at you. You're tuned in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. We're going to cover a different range of topics tonight. Everything from the 4th of July to what the fuck is history doing repeating itself right now. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. For all y'all that feel like you got something you want to say, I said, if you want to join us tonight, you ain't got to be afraid, but you can call in. Press 1 if you want to talk, and just listen if you just listen. Want to send a shout-out to everybody online that checks us out, listens to the show. Thank you for your support. This is your boy, Emax Image, all right? First, really, that's on the roster, man, is a word that I like to use that a lot of people don't really understand, and it's called participation. Right? Now, I turn on the studio for a second. You ever been involved in a friendship, let's just call it a friendship, where it seems as though you're the only one being a friend, and when you need your so-called friends to be around, or when you need their help for some reason, there's always something that's just a little bit more important that they have to do and come and help you. Now, I don't know, I hear a lot of little motorcycles and cars in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I got the studios. Open at the studio so we can get some air, save a little bit on that light bill for not running the air conditioner. You know, it's not that warm outside to be running the air conditioner. So turn that shit off. You're going to be mad at your light bill in a minute. And I just killed my black and mild. So sucks to be me right now. 479-44. We all got some things that we want to talk about. And right now, what we're going to talk about is this black and white issue that's in our country. For some strange reason, y'all want to act like it's only black and white people in this country. Everybody else is just standing on the side, you know, basically reaping the benefits of being not black or not white in this country. Now, it is a sad fact that there are ignorant-ass black folks, and of course there are ignorant-ass white folks. You have ignorant-ass Latino folks. You have ignorant-ass Indian folks. You have ignorant-ass Chinese folks. You have ignorant-ass Arabs. You have ignorant-ass Africans. You have ignorant-ass Germans, Irishmen, Polish, Ukrainians, Slovakians. I mean, in every culture of people that lives on the planet, this, well, anywhere on this planet, right? Ignorance is not reserved for you bigoted white folks and you dumbass black folks. And some of y'all black folks gonna be sorry at me because I'm black as motherfucking not a piece of coal. Actually, I'm not even black. I am a brown man. That is the tone of my skin. It is brown. I am not black. Like the mouse for your computer or keyboard, that will be considered black. The tires on your car, those are black. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some darker than average brothers out here, sisters too. And it might just be me and my observation, but doesn't it seem like the darker people, the darker skin, people have shiny skin and shit, and noses, especially them shiny ass noses, man. I don't want no shiny ass nose. Okay, I'm glad I don't have one. I might have one, but seriously, I don't have a skin tone that would be considered black. But those that run this country and the ignorance thereof has labeled the culture of people that I belong to black. It is not even a race. Because if it was a race, somebody would win. Okay? The words that we use every day, like race, racist, black, white, why would you call white people white? Okay? Even them idiots that be running around about white power. Y'all ignorant as fuck because you're not white. Okay? Blanco. That's white. And in some instances, depending on who you talk to, it's clear. So, how the hell, and I need to know this now, some of you smart asses out there that know every fucking thing, why did the Caucasians and when did they become white people? Africans. When did the Africans become black? When did they become Negroid? Okay, and I say they because we're not African. We're here in America. And I'm not even for certain that this is not the original Africa. All right? Because there's a lot of information out there about where Africa came from, who are the Africans, so on and so forth, just like we are Americans, only because we were born on the soil of this land here, in this corporation. Did I say corporation? Yes, I said corporation. Y'all know U.S. is not a country. It is a corporation. For all y'all that don't know that shit, you got to do some more study, all right? So as you hear, man, we got a wide range of topics. I'm always asking questions, and I'm always posting them on my Facebook page because so far, people have made comments, but no one has answered my question. Like, why is the book of Adam and Eve not in the Bible? It's a very intriguing story. It is very, very, very thought-provoking. And I mean, if I wanted to know the relationship between Adam and Eve outside of the King James Bible tell us, you would have to go outside of the King James Bible. Just like if you wanted to know something about James, or you wanted to know something about John, or Peter, or Zebedee, or Paul, or any of the characters of the New Testament, you probably would have to go outside of the Bible to get some truth. Because the definition of Bible is little book. Okay? We have yet to find what I believe is an authentic transliteration. Okay, some of y'all don't know what the fuck that means. You always on that translation shit. But you really got to figure out what a transliterate is, what transliteration is. It really means word for word. Okay? So you must try and figure out what that is, and then in your mind, and stop being led to believe what somebody else told you is the truth, because 9 times out of 10, what somebody told you was the truth is really just a lie to control your ignorant ass. So many of us are willing to be led that we do not lead. So many of us are willing to be told instead of learning for yourself. I'm here tonight, so if y'all feel like calling, just dial 646-478-0944. Tonight's episode of Hood Talk Radio is being brought to you by Bar City Music and Media. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland, Ohio's own. If you have music and you would like to hear your music on our show, any one of our shows, Al Porter's Man in the Street, Hood Talk Radio, and or Hood Tunes Radio, all you got to do is send your submission to emaxradio@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-X-X Radio, R-A-D-I-O, @gmail.com. I will listen to all submissions. Though all submissions may not make it to roster, and all submissions must be in MP3 format. Do not send me demos, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute songs. I won't waste my time. All right, you got a song up. If you're an unsigned artist, you can get your music right here on the Bar City Music network of radio shows. All right, I am Emax, the Image, your host, and we are going to get into our conversation in just about 5 minutes. Before we get into that, we're going to listen to Activate Your Mind by R2, A.D. Cleveland,
1995. The year for R2AD to come out and spread the message throughout the world. See, it's all about activating your mind and being the best that you can be. Doing those things that you need to do to succeed in life and staying away from all the madness, drugs, and destruction. 8 years ago, I decided to do something positive with my life. So I dedicated my life to saying no to drugs and destruction. Then I formed an anti-drug rap group called R2AD, the Messengers of Hope. And we would just like to share with you reality. Drop it. Many of our people are suffering. Some are born addicted to drugs, and that
brothers, let us not hurt each other. Cause I didn't come to sell out, bell out, slip out, trip out the back door. When I know we're all out here for a special reason. God made the seasons, and today I'm proud to say that I'm not people pleasing, but activate your mind. Your dreams, and someday you'll be on top. To be successful in society is going to take a two, an education, my friend. So stay in school, learn all you can, because knowledge is power. And then you can choose a career that makes top dollars. With good self-esteem, you can do almost anything. Like Martin Luther King, you'll follow your dreams and just activate your mind.
The messenger of hope is just giving you something to grow on for another 24 hours. Just keep in mind, it's all up to you. And if we start with ourselves, we can make this world a beautiful place to live in. But the key is that we all must activate our minds. Peace.
Man, if I told you that we are here tonight on the Hood Talk Radio, man, and you would trip, you know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is that we here, and we would like for you to be here also. So just join us, you know what I'm saying? By calling 646-478-0944, you know what I'm saying? This your boy, E-Max the Image, man, and I'm calling myself bringing you enlightenment. You know what I mean? We got a lot of shit going on in our country, y'all. We got issues with all of these folks, man, that want to pretend like they're in our corner. And I'm totally disgusted. You know, I talked to some of my friends and different people, you know, around our community. And there's a really standing. I really don't like that. That loud extra noise from the background of our microphones. So what we gonna do?
Okay, let's do it like this.
We're not going to sweat it, but we will get into this little conversation by any means necessary, okay? We have been invited to a new way of life by those that have their own ideas about what and how we're supposed to live. I haven't really gotten to the understanding of where all these people get all these ideas that our lives don't matter or shit is just, you know, like it is. So what we got to do as a people, man, is just be a little bit better than what we have been because of what's been going on in our communities. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people may not agree. They may not be happy with, you know, how we're feeling things are supposed to go. But if you're not walking in the shoes of the people that they call black, and you really don't even understand the type of life that we live. Yeah, you got all your papers and your straw man and your ideas of or ideals
of what it is to be, you know, African American in this country. But I really don't think you guys understand. You know, we have to be under constant scrutiny 24 hours a day. You got the police just posting up in our communities like, you know, black people is just full of crime, like it ain't no other crime happening nowhere else in other communities. When the truth of the matter is, in all poor communities, you have a certain level of crime, a certain level of thievery, a certain level of drug activity, certain levels of, you know, prostitution, any criminal activity, period. It's prevalent in more than just the black community. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get off that shit. Now, personally, I really think that as a people, we need to step up to the plate and say, hey, look here. You know, we tired of y'all motherfuckers putting us down like this, okay? And it's only, and in my opinion, I'm going to tell y'all the fuck is the truth. Them motherfuckers is mad at us. Because we ain't doing shit. Like, we ain't doing shit. Most of us, unfortunately, ain't doing shit. Went around the streets, getting fucked up, staying fucked up, listening to the music that tell us to get fucked up, that it's okay. And the thing is that you would think that you would hear get fucked up music like on the weekends, but you hear that shit every day, all day. So if at 2 o'clock in the afternoon you hear drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit, hey, get fucked up, do you think that if you do those things it might inspire you to drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit, just get fucked up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? When that's really not going to help you, you know what I'm saying, especially if you got shit to do. And most of us do. We just don't want to admit it. All right. Now, in the news today, we heard about and we've been hearing about these churches being burned down in the Carolinas. Now, I'm wondering if that is a direct result of the Confederate flag. Okay. Now, a lot of the southern states and a lot of the politicians, white folks, are getting up and they talking about, you know, let's get rid of this flag. It must be gone. But then you got those other white folks down there that are saying, no, you know, we're not letting y'all get rid of our flag. It represents white supremacy, regardless of what they told you. That flag represents white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? Now, unfortunately for us, not given the permission to create our own flag. And because of that, we have to live under and pledge allegiance to a flag that does not represent us. Now, if you do a little study in history and the colonialism, the first 13-star flag represented the 13 colonies in this here country. Okay, now, in the beginning, that's all it was, those original 13 states. That was the United States. Anything after that became a dictatorship because we were our leaders. Okay, y'all want to play Blog Talk Radio. I don't understand this bullshit. One of these days, we're going to upgrade to a better network, and I hope Blog Talk Radio is listening. Because I've made the necessary improvements to my system. And yet I'm still getting these pops and ticks and dropouts and this and that and the other, you know, especially when you have topics. Now, I'm not the only show, I'm not the only radio host out here that talk about current events and bring my opinions to the forefront. So I wish you motherfuckers would understand that this is a serious issue. And yes, our media is controlled, so it does not surprise me that I'm having audio issues when I should not have. Those things, unfortunately for me, are out of my control. So let's just say we got a whole lot of white folks in this country who don't want to hear black folks talk about something that's got content. As long as we talking about booty shaking and, you know, that type of shit, what else is it? You know what I mean? What more do we have? What more do we have, man? All right? We don't have anything in this country. I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers that got a few dollars in your pocket, a few zeros behind a one or a two. You know, you believe that the shit don't matter for you. But out here in Cleveland, we just got the report. I don't know how true it is, but two of the prominent employees of our judicial system were found dead in their home. Now, that's some strange shit if you ask me. The Corrigan family, you know what I'm saying, condolences to their children and their relatives or whatever. But as a black person, I never really had too much positive interaction with the Corrigan. And according to a lot of the reports in our newspaper, the Corrigans aren't necessarily a favorite of any minority, as they call us. Because you know how I go with the justice system, man. You know, if you black and you get in the same kind of punk-ass trouble as some white dude, you're 100% more likely to go to prison than that white guy is because they consider you black. So, yes, you're going to go to jail if you get caught with a couple of rocks in your pocket. Expect to go to jail, Mr. Black Man. Okay? Because that is what they want to do. It's a systematic issue. It's been going on. First of all, child support shit, here's one for you. It is a part of the depopulation program. First, it was about black folks. It was about the black man, because if you did any fucking history, if you did any of your damn research, you would understand that they set up the welfare system for the white folks back during the Depression era. Okay? Just like now, they got welfare for dogs, but a nigga can't get none. You can get food stamps for your pet. Ain't that some shit? Your pet can't earn a dollar. Your pet can't earn a living. Your pet can't answer the phone. Your pet can't sign a check or anything. And yet, you motherfuckers put your pets in the same category as a human motherfucking being. And there is no animal, there is no dog, there is no cat, no bird, no chimpanzee, no snake, no nothing that can make any. Can't make dinner, can't tie a shoe, you know what I'm saying? So why the fuck would we worry about if my dog is eating properly, or if because I'm poor, motherfuckers keep having babies, can't feed them, but you gonna go and get a dog and put your dog on your food stamp application, and a fucking government is gonna probably approve that shit for you to buy dog food with your food stamps. Now, what the fuck is that? What sense did that shit make in the beginning or in the end, man, that you got to have food stamps for your motherfucking dog, man? That's some out-of-the-way shit right there, man, if I ever heard some. And it's actually a slap in the face to the poor folks in black and white together. Because once I apply for food stamps, because I make $20 more than their minimum or maximum guideline for my income level and my household number. $20 a month before. and they told me that I was not eligible for food stamps because of that $20. Now I'll have to wait 6 months from now and apply again, or unless my status changes in my employment. You know, I might have to go work at a fast food restaurant or some shit like that in order to get food stamps, which ain't going to do nothing for my family. All right? What do you do about fucking child support when you're paying your child support people? Because you got women out there paying child support too. And the person that's supposed to be taking care of your children, person with the custody, could be on drugs, not doing shit, not buying clothes, barely buying food. You know what I'm saying? That fucking shit is nasty all the goddamn time. I mean, come on. What the fuck are we supposed to do? We got a system that's against us as men, not just black men, men, period. You know what I'm saying? What the hell are we supposed to do? And now we got all these idiots out here killing folks. Okay? Killing folks. Burning churches. Coming at you saying you are black, so we don't want you around. Why the fuck didn't y'all leave us in Africa? Because you didn't want to do the work your fucking self. You did not want to be in the same motherfucking boat as we are in today. You did not want that your motherfucking ass was going to have to work to build your country. That your ass was going to have to work to build that corporation. You know, y'all white folks are some lazy motherfuckers, and yet you want to talk about black folks being lazy. But my question is this. What, if any, you wealthy motherfucker, have you done besides open your mouth and order people around? Now, since the beginning of this slavery thing, y'all motherfuckers is funny acting, because the Arabs enslaved the white folks first. The Arabs did that. Who knew and who knows? Only those who ask the right questions. Ain't that some shit? So you can say, when did slavery start? And the motherfuckers will tell you, oh, slavery started when the motherfuckers went to Africa and brought back some Africans. Well, in the beginning of this bullshit, how it really got started was some motherfucker wanted to put the idea out here, and who will be the best person to put an idea for the lives of the world in their head? Put that idea. Who would you choose if you had access to a very powerful person? What powerful person would you choose to give a gift of a slave or three or four in order for them to see, this could be a good thing, and let's get this shit off. Let's see if everybody can have one of these, or two or three or four. It was the Pope. Somebody gave the Pope a gift of slaves, and he utilized them, and it was from that point on that we understood where the slave trade began, because they became popular. And don't think for 1 minute just because they took the shackles off your feet and off away from around your fucking neck with those chains and all of that shit, if they didn't come up with a new way to enslave you, check on why you have a social security number. All right? Check on why your birth certificate is considered a record of live birth. Why do we even need a record of somebody being born like that? They need to know how many people is in this country. Not to figure out how much money we can give through the federal government to help us. Yeah, they want to count us. But it's about how much money they can make off of each and every individual. Now, remember, if you was born poor, it is general consensus with those that control the money supply that you will remain poor. Because the truth is, the more of us that become rich or wealthy and this and that and the other, that's another one of them that do not have anything. You know what I'm saying? Or they won't have as much as they want. So they'll blame the poor people for that, and we are getting fucking blamed for it, man. The police is killing everyone. The police is whooping motherfuckers' asses. You know what I'm saying? But whenever they show great restraint, they put the shit on the news, and it's always about some white motherfucker that they did not shoot on sight. But yet, here you have black motherfuckers running away, and they shooting them in the back. Okay, here you have black motherfuckers standing there and ain't moving fast enough, and they shooting you in the motherfucking face, shooting you in the stomach. And yet it's all over the news. And now here in Cleveland, we got this punk-ass police chief, Calvin Williams, with his black ass looking like a Sambo. And believe it or not, Sambo is a real person. But this motherfucker, if you knew, he sat with his officers, as he calls them, every time. And somebody got shot out of East Cleveland and shit, yet the Cleveland police and the chief of Cleveland police was all on the news giving a motherfucking detailed report of what the fuck was happening. Tell me what the fuck that's all about, E. So you trying to tell me that it went through that they took over East Cleveland? So Cleveland went on ahead and took over East Cleveland?
I can't even do that, homie. Only thing I'm the king of is New Light, baby.
Because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck Cleveland Police Department, what is the chief of Cleveland Police doing out there making comments on some shit that happened in East Cleveland. That wasn't, you know what I'm saying, this morning. They was talking about a motherfucker got shot by East Cleveland Police, and yet our Cleveland Police Chief, Calvin Williams, made a statement on the news. So what the fuck is that? Are they doing something we don't know about? I'm pretty sure.
Them niggas
on some bullshit. So what's up, man? You know they up to some bullshit, man. I keep trying to tell motherfuckers that shit. We don't live in a democratic state no more, man. It's the rule of law. And all you got to do is find the law on the books. And if it ain't one on the books, you can just about guarantee that these motherfucking politicians going to create one. Obama started that shit.
Nigga don't give a fuck. He got bread.
Yeah, you got bread. But you know what's so fucked up is that motherfuckers with bread, if you say, hey, man, how can I get some of that bread like you, them motherfuckers will look at you like you crazy and try and use some of their resources, their bread, to keep you from getting the answer to your question. Because the more motherfuckers that's making money, the less motherfuckers it is spending money. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the people that's making money ain't spending shit. It's the people that ain't got no money that's spending that thing. Because they make it seem like you need that shit that we got. You know what I mean?
Me and the lady about to go extra shopping this weekend, so I'm about to spend some money, you know what I'm saying? 4th of July shopping spree. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Yeah, but shit, man. What's up with these crazy people killing people in churches and shit, man?
Man, you know what, dude? In my motherfucking opinion, man, we have motherfuckers with all the money, okay, setting up some shit and then saying that it's some white motherfucker against all these black motherfuckers, all right? Some monkey with money paying some dumbass poor white motherfucker to go and do some shit. And I guarantee you right now, man, they're going to act like they're going to kill that white boy, and they ain't going to kill him. If they don't act like they're going to kill him, he ain't going to motherfucking jail.
That nigga ain't going to jail.
No, they already talking about reason of insanity. Ain't a motherfucker went crazy every time they set one of their own up to do some stupid shit. They are, look, man, don't worry about it. We got your back. We gonna make it seem like you was crazy when you did what you did. But after that, what's the move? You gone and kill all the motherfucking black folks. Don't you worry about a motherfucking thing. We got your back. And that's what he did. They gave him some money. They assured him. Because have you heard anything about his parents or his family or any of his friends or anything speaking out outside of a statement somebody gave that was being read by one of the fucking newscasters? No. See, it's a little bitty shit, man. I'm telling you. It's a little bitty shit that they say and they do and let us know, and we, most of us don't pay attention. They got a statement from this motherfucking family. They took a judge off the case because the judge had the nerve to say that that boy's family are victims too. That's like Sowell. Did they say that by Sowell killing all them women and all of that shit that it made his family members victims? No. They didn't say that. When that motherfucking D.C. sniper and they found out that he was black, and he was out there shooting all them motherfucking people, did they make the claim after they killed his ass that his families were victims too? Hell no. When they killed the two people in the car with the 137 rounds, did they say that their family were victims too? No. They didn't say that shit at all. But here's this little white dude who they claim is such a big-ass racist and been talking about his racist activity pretty much all his 21 years on this planet. But now suddenly, you know, he might be crazy, and his family is a victim in all of this too. But they didn't have none of his family on TV. They didn't interview his mother and his father. Because I swear, man, where the fuck do you get the shit from? You know what I'm saying? If you hang around a bunch of black people that don't like white folks, man, eventually you're going to share some of their views because the shit makes sense to you. Birds of a feather flock together. So this motherfucker didn't learn to hate black people on his own. He didn't grow up 21 years old and walk around with Confederate flags and this, that, and the other unless he had an understanding of what it signifies. It signifies white supremacy and the motherfucking fear of annihilation of their genetic pool. Don't you know that white people, if they mother, man, if, look, whenever a black man and a white woman produce a child, that child is black. But when a white man and a black woman produce a child, that child is white. You know what I mean? So if it's a white, if it's a white man and a Latino, or a white man and an Indian, a white man and a Japanese, that baby is considered white.
Look nice to see. Okay.
So, the bullshit hey, Mac, that's happening now.
What's good, bro?
What's up?
What's good, bro?
Man, I'm doing history.
Man, what's
I'm
up?
Trying to, I'm trying to expose some of these motherfucking earlobes and some of the shit that's going on in the country because motherfuckers.
Man, you know, dog talk old ass ain't gonna listen to that shit. Niggas ain't gonna listen to that shit. They're gonna let that shit go on one ear and off the other. That's why they so dumbfounded now.
And you know what? It don't even matter. I don't give a fuck because I'm doing my motherfucking job. As long as I do my motherfucking job, ain't no blood on my hands, nigga. Ain't no blood on my hands. So as long as motherfuckers got this shit on tape or whatever, it's digital, I'm doing my motherfucking job. So niggas can't say I ain't say nothing about the shit, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of work to do, but we ain't got no workers. We ain't got no workers.
Oh, couldn't believe it. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, but no workers. And the truth of the matter is, man, everybody want to be on this integration shit. You know what I mean? Why? These motherfuckers ain't never tried to be integrated with us. I don't give a fuck how cool the motherfucking white person is to you. When y'all, when you in school, when you at work, when you on the basketball field, when you in a concert, you in a game, you at a movie, the motherfuckers is the coolest people they could be, even in a motherfucking bar. You know what I'm saying? They're the coolest motherfuckers they can be. But as soon as that shit is over with, when the concert is over, when the movie is over, when the basketball game is over, when the Cavs lost, all the motherfucking hunkies that was hugging niggas when they was winning, the motherfuckers don't like you when they get in their car and get on the highway to go to their house. Who, I couldn't wait to get away from all those niggas. But while they sit next to you and shit, y'all clapping glasses together, passing blunts and joints and clapping hands and high-fiving each other. Yeah, the Cavs, the Cavs.
Okay. Yeah.
But when you leave, when you leave, trust me, they don't like you.
What's up, E-Max?
What's up? What's up?
Gorgeous.
Chilling. So, y'all understand, man. Y'all understand that it's a game that's being played on us. It's been being played. And there's so many motherfuckers that don't have a clue.
Man,
the
them niggas stupid.
Being played, man. They stupid.
Stupid.
And just to show you, just to show you how stupid motherfuckers are, I'm going to play this song. Because y'all still don't believe that it is a motherfucking conspiracy. Stop reading that motherfucking Bible. I don't know.
Black on black.
Black on black. Black on black.
OPN.
OPN.
Wish fame. They were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties, and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just had to play that one part because I want y'all
man,
to know.
Man, you ain't play no East Side?
Man, East Side. we on topic right now.
That shit was ruthless. I was like, "Wait, mad when they let that cop go, man. That shit ridiculous, man.
Man, that shit was some bullshit.
But like you said,
it was some bullshit, man.
Let me tell you something.
I'm glad you said that. It's one thing that's happening here, man. Niggas do not have a long, long time ago. A black man sued a white man because the black man's former slave owner, okay, not the slave driver or the master, whatever you want to call him, but the motherfuckers that owned the slaves, okay, these motherfuckers gave his slaves some land. So because this white man gave this black man some land, another white man felt like, you know, he didn't have to respect the boundaries, okay? So he took and dug up some of that black man's land because he felt like because he's black, he didn't deserve it. And he planted his gardens and put a fence up around his shit that, you know, clearly encroached on this man's land. So the black man sued this white motherfucker, okay? Now, even though he won the court case, at the end of it all, the judge told the white man he had to move his property land back. But as a sad note, the judge turned to the black man and said, even though you won this case, I want it to be perfectly clear, and he stated the shit on the record, that there is not a law, okay, the word law, there is not a law that says a white man must respect anything that a black man has, says, or does. There is not a law that will protect you from anything a hunky is going to do. And based on that fact, you will not find a law anywhere that says this white man got to respect you, black man. That's why none of these officers are going to jail. Did you hear anything else about the motherfucking cops that broke that boy's back and killed him in the back of that motherfucking truck? Nope. Because they keep indicting these motherfuckers, but ain't nobody going to jail. They indicting these hunkies just to show, okay, we all motherfuckers crying, so we gonna free these motherfuckers up on charges, let them go through the process of this, that, and the other, and boo, 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 boo. But at the end of the day, it's gonna always be that there is no evidence that these hunkies did not act outside of the law or the scope of their position. It's like working in a fast food restaurant. If you got a customer that come through the drive-thru and say they don't want no pickles, and you get pickles any motherfucking way, are you going to get fired? No.
I'm going to be a fighter.
You ain't going to get fired because you put pickles on a burger that somebody said, and they paid their money not to get pickles, and yet these motherfuckers got pickles anyway. That person that put pickles on that burger going to get fired? Hell no. Is they going to say, hey, that customer said they didn't want no pickles. And what's the dumb-ass motherfucker who put pickles on that burger going to say, shit, tell the motherfucker to take them pickles off.
Fucking daughter.
It's the same shit, man. Them motherfuckers can do whatever the fuck they want to do to your ass, and you can't do shit. You can't do shit.
Bro, what's up, my nigga?
You can cry. You can do all you want. You can protest. You can stand. The motherfuckers ain't recalled Mayor Jackson yet, have they? All that shit the motherfuckers doing, standing out there protesting, all of the motherfucking Justice Center, the Free Stamp, all these motherfucking performances, all these marches, all of this shit, dude, let me tell you, man. Them motherfucking shit ain't doing nothing. These motherfuckers, every time it's election year coming along, as soon as the election is on, they push everybody to start voting. Vote, 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 vote. And then the motherfucker you vote for don't win. Who the fuck put that little yellow motherfucker out there in East Cleveland in charge? Who put him in charge?
Me.
Yeah. And you know what I want to know, man? Where the fuck is Donna Walker Brown?
What's up with her?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. She ran for office. It didn't work out. And she just fucking disappeared. She made all these speeches. She did all this protesting. She did all these marches. She ran up on all these politicians at their houses and everything with picket signs and all of this and all of that stuff. Made a whole bunch of noise, man. But what the hell happened to her? Where is she right now? We don't know. So we got to figure that shit out, too. Okay. Johnny G, that motherfucker used to call the station all the time talking about the homeless people down in South Carolina and how they making it illegal. Did you know that shit? It's illegal to be homeless in certain states in the United States.
Shit the fuck
so
out
they,
here.
Yeah, in South Carolina, they was the first ones to start that shit. Now it's in New York. All you got to do is look. It's illegal to be homeless in South Carolina. It's illegal to be homeless in New York City. All right? Check this shit out. Motherfucking rich-ass Japanese motherfucker or Chinese motherfucker come over here to New York and put a motherfucking commercial out and a message and everything and told at least 1,000 homeless people to come to the park, Central Park, up in New York, so that they can get a head count pretty much or gather because they're going to feed everybody and then give everybody $300 in cash. All these motherfuckers showed up. They only gave 250 people a little meager meal and then turned around and said after all the shit was over and done, told the police to get rid of all the homeless people and took and cut a check to the New York City Mission for $90,000 and then had those people make a statement to say they wasn't giving nobody no money. Now,
where my nigga Caesar Solid at, man?
Huh?
Where my nigga Caesar Solid at?
Where we see who?
I said, where my nigga Caesar Solid at?
Oh, shit, man. He's at the house, man. I chopped it up with him a little bit earlier. I thought he was going to call in tonight, but you know how it be, man. Some motherfuckers, you got to be around their house or you got to accommodate them for them to participate. You know what I'm saying? I don't either. You know what I'm saying? Why you think I'm here? I'm here every motherfucking week because I want to be, not because I have to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this shit because I love what I fucking do. I get in trouble. I get in trouble at work when I'm talking. You know what I mean? So I talk on the air. I can't say to the white folks that y'all motherfuckers is ignorant at work because I get fired. So I say it on the air, huh? So I say it on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so, E-Max, man.
I mean, yeah, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because, you know, eventually, man, we're going to get tired of the dumb shit. And I want to tell you, I got this public service announcement out there. The motherfuckers, bed bugs, man, is going fucking crazy. Okay? Y'all be careful what laundromats you go to. Y'all be careful what cleaners, dry cleaners you put your clothes in. I feel for some of y'all motherfuckers out there picking through the garbage. Man, it's mattresses and couches and dressers and bags of clothes. There's shit everywhere that everybody's throwing away because the bed bugs travel just like roaches. They travel. So y'all might want to, yeah, y'all want to keep y'all shit clean and try not to let too many of your clothes get bunched up on the floor. Because that's like water. It's like a breeding ground for mosquitoes, okay? So just a health alert that's going out. And right here from Hood Talk Radio, man, it's all kind of shit you can buy. I noticed I went to the dollar store today. A lot of dollar stores are lacking on mothballs. And mothballs have a variety of uses. Roaches don't like them. Ants don't like them. Rats don't like them. Raccoons don't like them. So it deters a lot of pests and rodents and unwanted animals and insects from around your house. So you might want to invest in some mothballs. It got to necessarily be the mothballs from, you know, the most expensive store in the world, because they all use the same ingredients, all right? A mothball is a mothball. So get you some of them, spread them around your house. I would be leery. People giving me furniture. I'm afraid that sometimes people give shit away because they might feel like, wow, offers a deal. Now, I'm sitting here looking at the news. It just changed my train of thought. It says a prosecutor offers a deal to the five Cleveland police supervisors who was there during the 137-shot debacle, as we'll call it. So plead guilty to some shit, and we're going to slap you on the wrist. Give you a couple weeks off. So really, you know, Richard Pryor made a joke back in the day where he was like, oh, shit, he broke. Can we break a nigga? Yeah, it says right here on page 13, section 2, we can break a nigga. All right, good job, man. You know what I mean? We don't hear shit like that. When we hear shit like that about some hunky or hunkies running from the police and causing all this money and, you know, tax whatever, you know, man hours and all of this and all of that shit, it always end up being a movie. Like some motherfucking heroic movie or some white man taking the police on a high-speed check. Y'all got to understand that it is what it is, man. We are living in a supremacist society, and the supremacists are white. They are white. You can be as cool as you want to, but you are white. I do not have anything against people, but I have everything against ignorance. So for us to understand the type of society that we were bred in, we were born in this bullshit. And yet, even now to this day, they want to try to act like, oh, the world is diversifying and everybody is getting along with each other using motherfucking. Because the truth of the matter is, look at the shit that's going on right now in South Carolina. But if you think about it, though, E, think about this shit, man. When has it ever stopped, though, man? First, we got the money. Look, President Bush killed all those white folks on 9/11, okay? And then they turned around, oh, we all band together to find out who did this, that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Now, then we got the Michael Brown shit. But before the Michael Brown shit, it was a whole bunch of shit down there in South Carolina. First, it was about the grocery stores selling bad meat in the poor communities. It wasn't just black communities. It was poor communities. Okay, that wasn't good enough for them. So now they want to bring all the trouble to the black communities. We didn't ask for the motherfucking trouble. These motherfuckers designed that shit knowing that most black people don't like the police. So it was instructed for the police to engage the community by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? And if you ever listen to what Malcolm X was talking about, don't be misinformed thinking by any means necessary means do stupid shit. Because intelligent motherfuckers don't do stupid shit. Only stupid motherfuckers do that. You know what I'm saying? The big story in Cleveland right now, who going to stay for the Cavs? Good motherfuckers lost. They had a whole bunch of hired hands. Okay? They ain't going to pay these motherfuckers enough money for them motherfuckers to stay. But here it is. We are some stupid motherfuckers spending a whole lot of money on some entertainment shit. We put real value on entertainment. So you going to pay millions of dollars to see two or three motherfuckers stay for a basketball team, but you ain't going to spend no motherfucking money to get your boys hurt. Okay.
I do.
Man, I don't even like sports. I don't care about it. It's not important in my life. All right, it's just as important as the BET Awards or Nicki Minaj or this and that. That shit ain't important to me either. Because really what's important to me is who's going to spend millions of dollars to bring somebody to the city that can speak to us or teach us something, man, as black people, as they call us, that'll make a difference in our motherfucking lives. The Cavs ain't making no difference in nobody's lives except the Cavs. Go ask LeBron for some money to motherfucking help you out. His security gonna kick you out of his face. I seen a hunky trying to take a picture with LeBron one day, and his security was about to beat that white man up. You know what I'm saying? It's about the dollars, y'all. It's about the dollars, y'all. Y'all better figure it out. Get some motherfucking money and go somewhere and hide, because that's all they want you to do. When you become a rich black man, or you become a rich man, period, or a rich woman, and you speak out against some injustice and shit, guess what? They're going to shut you down. They're going to shut your ass down. That's just the way they do. All right? So you can act like you want to be a super motherfucker star if you want to, but these motherfuckers got a plan for you and your ass. Now, they got another nigga out of Lakewood. They got his drawers and everything and his glasses and evidence against the nigga for doing some dumb shit, like I said. But his eyebrows was arched. So he wasn't no real nigga anyway. That's the question,
y'all.
Am
I wrong for wanting better?
Life.
Should I just settle forever?
August Square, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, I swear, it feels like
that's so.
This is as good as it
right.
gets.
Stop.
Am I wrong for wanting better? Oh, no, they tell
we
me
don't want better, baby.
Get out of here, I swear.
You might show what you're doing with this one.
Through this hate, I want it all.
and my heart getting colder. Thinking like forget it, no, instead I throw boulders. Rumble in the jungle, yeah, I feast for this paper. Calculating moves, my problems, I face them. A man on his ten toes, looking for the light falling slow through a black hole. No one to look to, no one test you. Life like soft glass, a hard head make the soft. So I grind hard, get my paper up. Living the picture perfect life is not really enough. Ready to die at any moment, not giving a I see my daughter head, I'm just still breathing. She my nigga, so why am I having hard feelings? R.I.P. Down, move a shoe is still head. But in my mind, I'm still living with no fear. We made it. I ain't stopping till I'm gone. That's how August, baby. What up, homie? I'm head.
And you gotta be.
And I ain't going nowhere.
I'm gonna be with you. Oh.
Yeah, that was Eastside. Wanna be rich, new life team takeover. Y'all know what it is. 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? We right here. Chilling out, man. Just trying to share some good shit with y'all motherfuckers out there. You know,
man,
hey man, I only talk about shit motherfuckers refuse to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to talk about that shit. Fuck what's happening locally. The shit that's going on locally start out at on a national level, man. Y'all got to understand the significance of that pyramid. You know, it's small at the top and it's wide at the bottom, and everything goes down. So the motherfuckers at the top of the pyramid dictate what goes on, and they pass that shit down. And all we get to do is the instructions, you know what I'm saying? So it's a thing, man, you got to pay attention to. I love us all, man, and I want us all to come up out of this motherfucking stupor that we in. Because once we realize who we are, what we are, we'll become that much more exciting to us, you know what I'm saying? We'd be like, wow, we used to do that? Yeah, we used to do that too. We had all that shit jumping off, man. Kings and queens and all of that. But truth of the matter is, I don't think half of the motherfuckers alive right now could handle being a king or a queen. You know what I'm saying? That's a big responsibility. I think it would be more wars. I think it would be more shit about territory and all this and all that shit because, truthfully, man, motherfuckers all want to be on top. Everybody want to be in the number one spot. Everybody want to be in a position to give out all the rules. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to tell everybody else what to do and how to live. And that includes white folks. It ain't just black people. It's white people, too. If you look at, you know, the dictatorship that we live in, man, the white people is the ones that's giving all the laws, and they want to keep giving all the laws. And they doing everything that they can to keep that shit in their control. Even killing white motherfuckers. So, you know, nobody is above the scrutiny. It's just fucked up out here. So, but like I titled the show, man, the 4th of July is right around the corner, just like Nibiru, nigga, is near. So everybody popping off fireworks and all of that shit already, you know what I'm saying? White man said, All right, now y'all can have fun with your fireworks, but I don't want nobody coming back with nubs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, yeah, y'all be careful out there. Popping off that shit.
Mixtape coming soon. No ways out. No ways out. Mixtape. No ways out.
Just be careful, you know what I'm saying? Have fun and be careful at the same time, man, because that shit is dangerous. These little small hand explosives. And don't let your kids do the shit. I know your kids is trying to grow up, and you want to let them hit the lighter because they want to pop off the M80s or the Roman candles and shit. But you do that shit. I know you trying to roll your blunt. But roll that motherfucker blunt and put it behind your ear like you normally do. And light that motherfucking lighter to kick them damn fireworks off. And stop letting your kids do that shit. All right? You do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't need no more babies in the hospital with their arms and shit blowed off because mom and dad is in the house smoking loud, playing music on the fourth. And then letting the kids light up the fireworks. So. We can't go out like that, y'all. That's not a good look for nobody. Be careful out there this weekend. The police is putting up commercials. They're letting everybody know they fucking with everybody. So you're going to be fucked up. Go where you're going to be and get fucked up and stay there. There's going to be all the checkpoints. Niggas going to be going doing stupid shit. They're gonna all the fireworks going to bring out the dummies with guns. Who wouldn't go buy no fireworks? And y'all got to remember, what goes up got to come down. So don't be popping off too much, not thinking that that shit going to pop and hit somebody, hit something. You know what I'm saying? Bullets come down and fall on people's roofs. So, you know, try to, you know, when that shit start popping up, man, hopefully we all in a safe distance and nothing tragic happens. There's going to be some fires. There's going to be some injuries. Y'all going to hear about the shit on the news or word of mouth. So all I can say is we go have fun. We go do it. Just be careful. That is the advice that I have because everybody going to break a motherfucking law. Okay? I don't know what them suburbs going to do. Maybe they going to go to the designated place. And, you know, I let the city light out their fireworks. But for real, Maple Heights always have sweet-ass motherfucking fireworks shows. And I think it'll be Friday night instead of Saturday night because, you know, they try to do it. That's if it didn't go down last week. But I believe it's going to be Friday night. Instead of Saturday night, because they try to stay away from all the hoopla to keep their police and their fire and their emergency services and shit on hand just in case some dumb shit jump off on the floor. So it'd be, I know for a fact that Maple Heights always put on a wonderful, wonderful fire show for a long time. It don't be no like downtown. So,
man, what's she said? Same shit.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people said they was going to go downtown by the lake and sit outside Burke Lakefront and look at all the... And there's a lot of people going out to Kelly's Island. There's a lot of people going out to Whiskey Island or whatever. But the lake, they always got some spectacular fireworks displays down there on Lake Erie. You just got to get down there early enough to get you a parking spot. And I would suggest taking you a chair or two because... You're going to be sitting out there for a minute. Charge up your cell phones and get your batteries and your SD cards and all of that shit because you're going to have some spectacular videos. All right?
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. So I want y'all to know, man, there's a lot of shit going on in front. We're going to keep y'all in tune. I want y'all to start checking out the videos that I'm going to be posting up on YouTube. As YouTube, and the channel is Emax the Image. That's EmaxxTheEmijj. That's at YouTube. So, you know, I want to see some interesting videos. I think at this point I got something like 56 or 57 videos up there. I haven't really been promoting it But from this day forth, y'all will know. And I always put some quirky shit up there on YouTube anyway. All right. We got two YouTube channels. We're getting ready to develop another one specifically for Emacs Radio. And it's going to be some wonderful, exciting videos from some different artists. We're going to have some cell phone videos like everybody else. We're going to share and post documentaries, Cleveland artists, you know, where they grew up, how they get started. I mean, it's a whole lot that's going on in our city that ain't got nothing to do with cops killing, cops going to court for killing, and the dumb shit, and the Republican National Convention, and all of them stupid motherfuckers. There's a lot of shit that we can celebrate in our hood. You know what I'm saying? And so as the summer progresses, man, and the year goes along, we will be sharing and highlighting some of those events. Like the this year, we plan on getting a booth at, in the Glenville Festival. So if anybody out there that's with us is interested in it, just keep in touch with me. You know my number. If you don't know my number, send an email out to emacsradio@gmail.com, and I'll respond. If you're interested in a booth or at least, you know, helping sponsor or sponsor the Hood Tunes Radio booth, that will be plan for the Glenville Festival this year. So we got a lot of shit that we're doing. We're doing some cabarets. On the 17th and the 18th of this month, we'll be at the OPN Community Center, and they're having a comedy showcase, you know, and another night. That's on the 17th. And then the 18th of July, we're going to have another Bless the Mic competition. Some other things is also going on out there. I want y'all to keep in touch because Emacs Radio is also going to be hosting a talent showcase as well out of the OPN Community Center. For all the information, just send Emacs email over at emacsradio@gmail.com. And basically, you know what I'm saying, you can get all the information you need, okay?
So,
and it's a lot of shit that I'm going to be doing with we got some new projects and shit coming up also. Shout out to my nigga Joseph Motley Jr. and Al Porter. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all out there. It's funny. It's funny. I'll just keep my thoughts to myself of that one. When it's time to speak about it, we have all necessary people on the air, so I won't see how you talking behind their back. Niggas is niggas, hunkies is hunkies, but let me tell you what, a motherfucker is always going to be a motherfucker, man. You know, people need to get off that dumb shit. You think you hurting me? You think you hurting me? Let me tell you something. A motherfucker, and this is the truth, a motherfucker only participates. See, we started this shit at the beginning of the show, okay? A motherfucker will participate because you participate with them. If you don't participate with them, they're not going to participate with you. Whether you give a fuck or not, that don't matter to them. Some people have a little bit too much. Some people got a little bit too much of themselves in their ass, and they think that people really think about them the way they do. Smokey Robinson said it best when he told all the motherfuckers that it's a privilege to be where we are. It's a blessing to be able to do what we're doing. All right? And because of that, you motherfuckers need to get off that high horse and stop being so full of your motherfucker self. Take that advice. Run with it. Y'all niggas know this is E-Max. And I'm going to close this shit up with an instrumental because we have been talking for 1 hour.
It's a boy, E-Max, man.
That's Friday night. Hit some radio, man.
do this, here do this, whatever that move, when you do this, make them do this, make them do this. Move when you do this, when you do this, when you do this, maximum smooth when you do this, when you do this, when you do this, DDT smooth.
Maximum.